Hello, welcome back to the Spilt Milk Podcast. This is a big, big, major episode. My name is Sarah.
Huge episode. My name is Lauren.
And today we have a special guest that I'm so excited to introduce, Miss Kara.
Hi, guys. So happy to be here. Been talking about doing this podcast with you guys for so long, so I'm happy that we finally are making this work.
So, it's been a while since we've been here, you guys. A lot has happened since we've last been on the pod. I just hit 10,000 followers on TikTok on Sunday. Woo-hoo! So that was, it was major. You want to know what video did it? Which was really weird. It was a, I don't know if you know about her, Kara, but a Portia Williams deep dive from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I knew she was Real Housewives. I've seen your videos about her. Yeah. I know who she is.
Lauren, are you familiar?
I am not familiar.
That's okay. Well, basically, her husband's about
to give the entire deep dive. Sorry.
Yeah, it was like a 6-minute video, so it's okay if you didn't watch it. But her husband's about to get deported to Nigeria. So, so he's been living in America since like the 80s and has like never had a legitimate visa or green card or anything.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, built like companies here, like lived a great life here in America, and now it's about to all call crumbling down, which I think is kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
If he's already been here for so long, did he do something wrong?
Well, like, he has a criminal record of using a fake identity to get his visa.
Oh.
And then credit card fraud because he used his fake identity. So it looks bad, but then when you think about it, all of his crimes are just related to wanting to be an American citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of, it's kind of conflicting. And it was a very divisive comment section, let me tell you.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that funny of a video. It was just very straightforward. And it did really well, though, so that's fine. Anyways, so yeah, very grateful and really excited to see where this takes us. And I feel like this would be a good time to revive our podcast with an amazing show that's out on Peacock, Couple to Thruple. So we thought we'd make it a thruple here on the Spilt Milk Pod. Me, my sister, and my roommate from college.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, similar to the people on the show, this is our first time doing a thruple on the podcast. So, we are also navigating the dynamics of having a third.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, but as long as we're open and honest with our feelings, I think it should be okay.
Yeah.
As long as, we give each other space for healing.
Yes.
Establish some boundaries. Tell me when to shut up.
Yeah.
Communicate our feelings, the whole.
I'm ready to do it all. So, the show Couple to Thruple is on Peacock. I think they've been out for about a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah, and we've been on the beat. I would have to say we're probably the only show out here podding about Couple to Thruple. So if you found us from that, you're in the right space. Okay, why don't we just go ahead and introduce each of the couples, I figured, because the first episode is kind of like a setup. The first two episodes are kind of a setup for each of the couples.
Definitely.
So I figured we could each introduce like one of the couples.
Okay.
That works. Okay.
Yeah.
Lauren, who would you like to introduce?
I'll go first. I'll do, since she has my name, Dylan and Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're interesting.
They are, oh, God. They're married. And I think they're the only ones who are married.
Yeah.
And they are, like, these fitness people.
Very much.
Yeah. They kind of look really similar, like, really dark hair. You can tell he, like, dyes his beard.
Oh, good
catch. I'm going to look for that. Like,
you can so tell. And she just has, like, black hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And they are...
They look like CrossFit whores.
They are, because every time they show him, he's working out. He's in, like, I don't know. She's like,
huge.
Super ripped. Yeah, he's huge. And they're, like, I don't know. They work overtime trying to convince people that they're not just there for sex.
No, I know. Also, there are two couples who I swear to God are just there for sex, which we'll talk
about.
Yeah,
and they're absolutely one of them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So they're interesting. Them. But they've been married for 2 years, and they've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just mentioned, their only time mentioning, like, it's not called polygamy. I'm gonna have to consciously not call it polygamy this entire time on the polyamory.
Yes.
Polyamory. The first time they had polyamory relationships was a threesome, and that's all they referenced was just threesomes.
Yeah. It's like, it's never any, like, emotional or, like, romantic, like, we want to date somebody else. It's always like, yeah, we had a threesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and Dylan, the only thing I wrote about Dylan is that he's definitely on roids, maybe coke.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I definitely noticed that.
And then, there was some potential. Wait, sorry, go.
I was gonna say they definitely seemed like they were on the same page with what they wanted, though. Like, even if it is just to have sex, like, at least they were thinking the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I would agree. Okay, let's see. Who's our next couple? Kara, who would you like to introduce?
Speaking of couples that look like each other, I'll talk about Wilder and Corey with their blonde hair.
Corey, they are bizarre.
They are
so bizarre.
Really something. Yeah, I'm definitely happy I get to introduce them. They have been together for 9 years and
this is insane.
Chose not to get married. Which is interesting. In my notes, I have that Wilder is the boy and Corey is the girl because I kept forgetting which one was which.
I was mixing it up the entire time, too. Yeah. No, I know. It's okay.
But, yeah, Corey's the girl. They seemed honest, or at least Corey was very honest with her feelings and with Wilder's actions in the past. I just had some immediate concerns because the whole point of the show is to become a couple, you know.
He would like kiss her as part of the, like, what the experiment was, or like even just like talk and she'd be like, stop.
Literally.
Like, I'm getting uncomfortable.
She makes me so nervous, Corey. She does not need to be on this show.
Yeah, it's like, this is not the show for you.
Like the show for Wilder, though.
Wilder, yes.
He's having a good time.
Because his brain is putty. Like, he has done acid a lot. Like,
that's what I wrote.
Have thought. Yes.
No, okay. I literally was like, he's literally the meme that's like, can y'all watch him while I go smoke? That is Wilder. And genuinely, she went to the restroom. And he cheated on her while she was peeing.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. Did you get that part, Kat? Did he get
that's
that part?
Crazy.
We'll just cut to the chase. Let's just cut to the
actually,
chase.
It's all going to be mixed in because I just immediately have so many thoughts.
Oh my god, yeah. We can just talk about them all. Okay. Would you rather do that, Lauren? Just talk
honestly,
about each couple as a whole? That's fine. Yeah, we can do that. We'll go back and talk about Brittany, Lauren, and Dylan. But yeah, so Corey and Wilder, their whole premise of their whole relationship dynamic is Corey the girl is very insecure because Wilder cheated on her one time when she was in the restroom at her own house. Mm-hmm. And that would, for me, would just be an immediate no for any couple to throuple situation in the future.
Yeah.
And she just makes me really nervous every time she's on screen. They do look like they do a lot of acid, and I also predicted them being rock climbers. I had that written down that they look like rock climbers.
I could see that.
But they are. They confirmed it. I think they confirmed it. I think they did. Maybe I just... Yeah.
I believe you.
She's bi, but he's straight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting aspect of the couple to throuple situation, is there's a lot of different, like, sexualities at play, gender fluidity, and that's very interesting. They don't do that on Bravo.
Yeah.
No.
I will say, until later, I guess, all of these couples are just, like, if they're gay, gay or bi men, they're just choosing a man. And then if they're if it's a man and a woman, they're choosing a woman. Like, none of them really mixed it up like that much.
I know. I was hoping Ashmal and Ramon were gonna choose a woman.
Yes, because I was like, they talked about it. That was their intro.
They teased
it. Like, don't until you try it.
Yeah. I literally got right up to that point. Yes. So
wait, you got to what point?
I got to the end of episode 3 where they cut it off right before in the middle of the swap ceremony.
Okay, let's go back and talk about who Ashmal and Ramon were. No, it's okay. Let's talk about who Ishmael and Ramon were, and then I'll fill you in on what you missed, because it was a cliffhanger.
Okay.
So Ishmael and Ramon are like a super hot, they're a Chicago gay couple, which apparently is relevant. Because they bring up like LA gays versus Chicago gays at some point, and they were like chatting with the singles. We didn't really explain like the premise that there's like other singles obviously on the island with the couples who they can like choose their people to add in. So they're not picking from the other couples, right? Because that's what I thought the show was gonna be at first, that they were picking people from other. I didn't think that they would add in singles to it. And Ishmael is bi, and Ramon is quote unquote don't knock it till you try it sexual. That is his preference, which I think that's a fun perspective. So Ishmael has had a girlfriend or two, and then Ramon has not. But they, like Lauren said, they ended up choosing a guy. But I was excited. I thought they talked about choosing a girl, and I thought the idea of that would have been fun. Even if, because it's just, like, such low consequences. You're on a TV show. Mm-hmm. You can choose literally another person the next day.
No, literally.
Like, it doesn't matter. So maybe they will. I'm holding out for them. Because they chose this guy named Jonathan. And Jonathan did nothing wrong. He's just simply there, in my opinion. He's just
simply there. The only thing wrong he did is that he looks like Charlie Puth. See, like, I couldn't unsee that.
Let me look at a picture of Jonathan.
My main note about Jonathan is just sexy.
He's hot. Very hot.
He's like a hot Charlie Puth.
Sorry, I think Charlie. He looks... they're really like attractive. They're an attractive throuple.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Like, they had so much potential to just be.
I know, but something was always off with Ishmael and Ramon's relationship, clearly, because the second they brought in Jonathan, it's a Ramon. Ramon was the emotional one. Ramon was the emotional one. He was literally not having it. He wouldn't touch Jonathan with a 6-foot pole.
Yeah, he completely shut down. Like, completely shut down the second he saw, like, any connection with them. He was like, I'm done.
He was insecure. The premise of it was he was insecure because when Jonathan and Ishmael made out, Jonathan used tongue. Whenever they did the like temptation boundary challenge later in the episode, Jonathan did not use tongue on Ramon or whatever. I don't remember what the situation was. It was something like that.
So he's like, so he clearly only likes Ishmael and not me. Yeah. I'm not gonna say that. Because every time they're like, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine.
He was being a huge baby about it.
Yeah, no, he really was. He was pissing me off.
The name of the show is Couple to Thruple. Like, couple what were you thruple. Expecting to go on?
I know. Please.
Whatever.
And then all Jonathan had to say was, like, I find you hot. And then he was like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, I know. He was like, Ramon, dude, I literally thought you were more attractive than Ishmael. He was like, dude, that's all you had to say. If you would have said that on the very first day, like, I would have loved you. Like, I would have welcomed you with open arms. Instead, Jonathan had to sleep in the bed with two people that were icing him out. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that scene was just so uncomfortable.
So funny.
Also, like, imagine being insecure to the point where, like, you need your third to tell you that, like, he finds you more attractive than your other partner. Like, get it together.
He's just so immature. Like, his whole reaction of just not, like you said, you gotta be able to communicate in a throuple. We're figuring this out now, right?
Literally.
Our podcasting throuple. Jonathan refuses, Ramon refuses to do it. But, so basically they have all this, it took them like, I don't know how long this show is recorded. This gives the kind of vibe that it's like they record this in 2 weeks, like every day is an episode.
Yeah, the description on Peacock said it's filmed over a month.
Oh yeah, so it's like, it's fast.
Wow. Yes, very.
So I imagine the timeline, they were icing out Jonathan for probably like a day and a half.
Yeah.
And then they do like a little selection ceremony. One of the twists of the show is that you can choose, the couple gets to decide, the couple and the throuple gets to say gets to decide if they want to stay in the situation or swap, as they so kindly call it. It's just so wild to me. So they had one of those ceremonies at the end of that episode, and Ishmael and Ramon, they did end up choosing to stay with Jonathan. So the cliffhanger was like, we're going to move on to different things. And one of those different things is actually being nice to Jonathan and giving him a chance. That's like basically what they said. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, exactly. So I was excited because I think that it could work out. And Jonathan is being very, very patient.
He is being very patient. Like, way more than he needs to be. He must really find him sexy.
Literally. He's really ready for it. Okay, so we haven't even talked about Brittany and Sean yet.
Oh,
let's talk about Brittany and Sean.
They're my favorites.
Okay, really?
Why don't you... I've done a lot of talking.
Wait,
you should
introduce them.
Brittany and Sean, I like them. They're not my favorite, though. My favorites are Corey and Wilder.
That's amazing, Maybe, I think I like them the most as people, but to watch Corey and Wilder...
Corey
like,
and Wilder.
Yeah, because I have even more to say about them later.
Okay, can you introduce Sean and Brittany?
Yes, I can. Okay, so they are this couple from LA. I think they said they were together for like 4 or 5 years, and they met at a club. Mm-hmm. And Brittany is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. She is so fit. Like every time she's on screen, I'm just like, how does a person look like that? And Sean,
The other Lauren, the actual CrossFit girl, she's very jealous of Brittany.
Yeah, like sculpted totally. Arms. And then Sean is just this like chill guy. Yeah, I don't really know.
Like
he
Sean.
Doesn't have.
I don't
really,
like Sean. No.
I don't know. But their whole vibe is that they're like not super serious. They like they say that they're like really funny. They're not. They're not like super couple-y, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, like they're kind of just like silly, which it makes me wonder like, what is their thought process with adding another person? Like, what do they want? Yeah, and that's just kind of a general complaint I have about this show is that no one said their intentions like at all.
Exactly. Something that I was thinking about too before we talk about Brittany and Sean on that point is like, what makes someone want to go into a throuple? Like, I don't know anyone who's ever been to a throuple. So do you think people normally find two other people and simultaneously you decide, let's be a unit? Or are you as a couple in a relationship and then decide to normally add on a third like they do in that show?
I feel like the latter.
The adding on?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of...
It's got to be a little bit of both, because even if you are a couple, like, going out and looking for your third, there needs to be a third out there for you to pick up.
Yeah. You know? So, do you think people who are looking for a third, is that because they are so content and so great in their relationship that they can just, they have more love to share, they got more to give? Or are they lacking and missing something?
I think it means they're lacking and they want to have sex with more people or different
people.
You think
it comes down to... Because I've always thought it comes down to sex too, but I'm trying to be optimistic and give some But I can't believe it.
No.
I'm way too crazy for any of that.
No,
I would... Yeah.
I think if any of us could be in a throuple, it would be Lauren.
No, I would be like clawing at the door, like screaming, crying, like let me out of here. I could not do that. I could not be on that island for more than like a day.
Yeah, it would have to be. I think honestly, fiscally speaking, it might be the future. Imagine a triple income.
Triple income, no kids.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I think.
But do you let's be so real, do you think any of these people who are polyamorous have triple incomes? Like, let's be so serious.
If they do, it's like three different Paxton store managers.
I was gonna say the Starbucks income.
They're all baristas.
Three half friends. So I have to think about it. I was like, you could split everything three ways,
I think the only ones that have mentioned an actual career at all were Ishmael and Ramon, because they were like, I think Ramon works in PR and Ishmael is a lawyer.
Oh, I did. What?
he's a lawyer.
Ishmael's a lawyer. Oh, good for him.
That is good for him.
Okay, but here's my thing. Okay, back to Brittany and Sean. So they're both straight, right?
Yes.
Which is what makes this good. How are you going to add on a third person and tell me you're not looking just for sex if you both say you're straight?
Wait, yeah. Brittany?
Because then it's like, okay, you're not romantic. Yeah, like she at least never said she was.
She never said. Yeah, but I'm also not picking up that she's bi. She definitely wasn't into Sanu, the girl they chose.
No. Yeah, I literally wrote that she's giving like mean girl vibes with her. Like,
that's what I thought.
I don't know. Calling her a therapist and all that, I just thought was extreme.
She was being like a little too like the language she was using was like, I don't know. It just seemed very robotic. Like she was not being a real person.
Y'all, we gotta stay chronological. They were mean about it.
Yeah,
we gotta stay chronological, y'all. We have to explain that they picked Sanu. Sorry, no, I wanted to
say such a bad job.
It's okay. It's okay. No, I want to explain because they picked Sanu, and I want to explain why because we have a lot that I want to say about Miss Sanu. Yeah.
Can I go back and say something about all four of the couples just in regards to Sean and Brittany? I think that I've seen like actual romance between the other three couples, but Sean and Brittany just haven't shown each other like a romantic side. Like even when they're individually with each other, it's giving more like a friends with benefits sort of situation that they want to bring a third into. And I respect them being like best friends, like actually good friends, but I guess especially like Lauren and Dylan, I'm seeing a lot of romance with them and not as much with the other one.
No, I can see that. They both seem to kind of just come off to me because I'm a sensitive soul. They come off emotionally unavailable, like a hard people to infiltrate as a couple. Yeah. They're probably the hardest to infiltrate as a couple.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I would say. Definitely. And my counter to Lauren saying, oh, they're jokesters. Where are the jokes? What jokes did they say? what jokes did they crack?
Yeah. Well, I believe
that they're not serious. Like, that I believe. But they aren't showing. It's not my kind of serious, funny humor. You know?
Yeah.
True. Sorry, I'm not attacking you.
No, it's fine. No, like, it's, yeah. No, like, it's okay. Yeah. No, like, it's okay.
No, it's okay. Karen and I are just going to swap you out at tomorrow's selection ceremony.
What the hell?
Another person.
No.
At our selection ceremony. So
funny. Yeah.
Sounds like an auction.
No, literally, which is so messed up.
It is very, very strange.
Wait, so the end of episode 3 was the swap ceremony?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that cliffhanger was the whole thing with Raymond. And
yeah. Okay.
So Brittany and Sean Brittany, they're both straight, and they choose a woman. Again, it's not really adding up, but they've had their threesomes just like everybody else. And they choose this woman, Sanu. And Sanu was just, she was very serious. She took herself way too seriously. I would find that exhausting. And the thing that really did me in on Sanu was the one scene of them. You know how long these filming days are. Can you imagine? Like, it was like the first day that they got there. They had got there. They did all of their introduction. They picked people. And then the third person was in bed with them that night. Right?
Yeah.
Sanu, it's what? 1:30 in the morning. Sanu's there, the lights are off. She's like, so like, what are your visions in life? Like, and Sean is literally like two pillows over his head being like, I need to go to sleep. I cannot handle that. Yeah. I just hate that. I hate people who try to do those late conversations when I'm...
Yeah, it's like, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Please.
I have a bedtime.
Literally, in that kind of show, they're filming you all the time. Can you just wait till there's daylight?
Seriously.
You can say it at any other point. But because her parents, something that's interesting is her parents were always in polyamorous relationships. I've never heard of that.
Me neither. I thought that was fascinating. No, me neither. I have a lot of questions.
I know. So this is something she has grown up around. It's all she's known. And I think naturally she feels like she can coach I feel like that's why she came on the show. If she wants to coach. Because why would someone so experienced in polyamory go into a couple of trouble?
Yeah, like, I think that's you could find it elsewhere if you're that, like, immersed in
it. That's so
like,
true.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, if you have that much experience with it, like, why do you want to be with a couple who have never even, or aren't even sure that that's something they want to do?
She wants a project,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I can fix them. I can help them transition. I can coach them into, like, yeah.
I can fix them. That's so much work. Yeah. No, thank you. Oh my god. But Sean's hot. I did write that down. So is Brittany. Okay. Yeah. And then, so we have Sanu, Brittany, and Sean. And then, anything else on Sanu, Brittany, and Sean? Oh, yeah. They chose somebody else at the rose, at the little ceremony thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got to that part. They chose... Yes.
Who did they choose? Darian.
Oh.
Yeah, and Darian. Peach was upset.
Yes, yeah. I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
She's talking into the microphone and everything. Letting the people know how she feels.
What did she say? Do you know?
She was just, like, mumbling under her breath, like, wow. And she was talking about how... at one of the events with the singles before, they had made, like, signs that they wanted Peach to throuple up with them. So talking about, like, Sean and Brittany, and then they didn't end up picking her, and she was just upset.
Yeah. There's just, like, an insane amount of jealousy in this show for it being about Paul. Like, maybe I really just... fundamentally do not understand polyamory, like, at all.
We don't. But, like, I mean, we don't.
We don't. I can admit that. Yeah. It's a learning curve. I don't. Yeah.
But, well, I think it's also interesting that the show picked a bunch of people that weren't experienced with it. I mean, it's getting the drama, but I'm curious to see about the success.
I think, yeah, most of the singles have more experience, I guess, being a third or whatever it is. But the couples are all inexperienced, which I guess is the name of the show, Couple to Throuple. But, like, I don't know. Even then, they had to find people who were experienced but also going to be good reality TV. So, it's interesting. But the hard thing about the singles is that you don't really get to know anything about them. Like, I can't root for any of them and, like, really want any of them to be chosen. I don't know anything about them. That's true.
Especially what's the guy who keeps wearing, like, the cropped hoodies and stuff?
Oh, he's hot. Oh my god, what's his name? No, I was thinking of him.
No, I was like, we're not talking about the same person. I don't. No offense.
Okay. Okay, I was thinking of the really tall black guy.
No, he's hot. No, he is very attractive. The guy with, like, the long blonde hair keeps wearing, like, cropped hoodies.
That's who Shmala and my mom were like, oh, y'all are LA gays. Oh, we don't know about you. And then they picked Jonathan.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sure about him either. And then Dylan and Lauren, they chose this girl. Who did they? Becca. Let me scroll down.
Yeah.
Let's just say it looks exactly like Lauren. So
I thought that she looked like Tana. I thought she looked like Tana Mongeau or whatever.
She got Tana Mongeau.
Oh, yeah.
Tana Mongeau, but with black hair.
Yeah, kind of.
No, her face.
She's really pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah.
So new thoughts though too.
Okay. Sorry. I was just scrolling down on my notes and is this insensitive? You can cut it out if you guys don't like it. Do you think they do regular STD testing on this show?
No, that's not insensitive. That's a good question.
I think
it's
inquisitive.
I feel like you have to do one before you get there.
Before you get there, absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're safe once you get there, it should be fine.
Dude, they're swapping around.
That is very true.
They're swapping. Like, every day if they wanted to.
I bet the UTI rate is crazy.
UTI rate's crazy. They're all in bikinis the whole time, all up in the sand and those hot tubs. Those are just yeast fest.
Yeah.
That's a yeast fest right there.
Yeah. Ew, sorry.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Dylan and Lauren swap every time they can.
Yeah, no, they just want to have sex with everybody there.
They want to make their rounds. Yeah.
Oh, really? I kind of have some hope for man. I have some hope for who they picked at the swap ceremony.
Yeah.
I want to see how it turns out, but I mostly just like her hair. So
she's pretty. Yeah. She's pretty.
What's her name again?
Mia.
Yeah. I have a lot to say, actually, about how they.
Deep coughs?
They were talking to her like she was a little girl, like a little baby girl. And I was like, is this your kid? They're like, oh, she said she had, what, like when she said I had sparkles instead of butterflies or something. And they're like, isn't that so cute? She's so adorable. Like,
she's precious.
I'm like, dude, stop. She's an adult. Like, y'all are about to go, like, try to have sex with her. You cannot be talking like that.
No. That's a very good point.
They're my least favorite couple. They made me so uncomfortable every time they were on screen.
Yeah, and for a while it was mainly him, but now I'm like, no, it's both of y'all. It's y'all both ick me out.
They're perfect for each other.
Perfect. Stay where you are. Don't be adding extra people.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just odd, like, the whole time that Becca was talking, because she was like, I feel the connection with Lauren, but not with Dylan, blah, blah, blah. And I just, like, if I were that couple, again, just, like, you got to figure out how to do the multiple way emotions. Mm-hmm. You can't have two connections and not that third.
Yeah. Because I don't think he ever even wanted to, though. He was just, like...
No, literally.
I don't know.
Shows his true intentions.
Becca was the girl with one nipple ring. Did y'all already hear that detail? She said she has a crazy side, her left side that's all tatted and has one nipple ring. It's like, I love it.
The second they got back to room, I immediately saw her boobies. Like, they just like, I was not really prepared for that, and then followed by like the longest sex montage of every single couple. And
I was not prepared to watch porn on my TV.
If you were telling me there's a cameraman standing there with like a real camera watching them, I'd be like, I believe you. And that was not like a regular security camera.
This is no Big Brother camera. No.
When they got to Ashmal, Ramon, and Jonathan, I was like, oh my god. Like, I'm not gonna stop watching, but oh my god!
This is the closest to gay porn I had ever watched in my entire life. I was like, oh my god, I feel like I need to like turn this off.
I was like, I should not be watching this.
The gay panic. I know. Oh my god.
Like,
no, but
the only thing in between you and them was the blanket. That was it. Like, there was no other barrier.
Oh my god, it was so funny because literally they kept zooming in. Like, you know, some cameraman was like in a weird control room, be like, oh yeah, zoom in.
You're gonna wanna see this.
Get a little more. And they were really zoomed in on Ashmal and Jonathan. Like, the cameraman is gay as hell.
Imagine how freaky, like, all of the behind the scenes workers have to be.
Oh my god.
I don't think they turn those cameras off. You just have to trust. Like, I think when you sign up for these shows, you sign up that they can film you 24/7, and you just have to trust that they're gonna cut it out. Seriously. Yeah. That's how most of these shows go.
Well, right. I saw the preview of that new couple coming in next episode.
I didn't watch that part yet.
I just saw the preview of it, and it's just a clip in the shower. Need I say more?
Oh. Yeah, it gets really steamy. Always at the end of the episodes. Oh, and the other thing about being in a couple is, imagine how sweaty it gets sleeping in a bed with three people.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ugh, sweaty. Then you gotta wait for two people to go shower, and then you can shower. No, thank you.
All the hot water's gone.
Yeah. Oh my god, that sucks.
Three sinks in your bathroom. Like, this is just it's impractical.
The closet space.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
No. There are just so many things stopping me from doing this.
Yeah.
Like, just so many barriers.
Yeah. So, going back to Becca... Becca, I'm trying to keep this conversation somewhat chronological, but it's totally not. But it's fine.
We just have a lot of thoughts.
And this show isn't organized super well either, I have to say. I don't really like the way it's edited. Like, it's not consistent. Every episode ends on something, so it's not easy to recap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that way. But Becca and Dylan and Lauren, obviously, they have sex that first night. I think Becca, Dylan, and Lauren have sex, and then those were the only ones for a while. And then
Ashmal, Ramon, and Jonathan.
They did. Yeah, no, they did too. Right before everything fell apart, they had sex.
Yeah. They just, like, immediately were like, we're done.
I know, and that's why I was like, if I was Jonathan, I would just not be having any of that.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
Unless something happened. Unless he got awkward because something happened in the bedroom night.
He used tongue. He used tongue. That's what made him jealous. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he also said that, like, they bonded more over like their family.
Oh, like both being bisexual and yeah, things like that.
And then like their family not being accepting, and then her mom was like, I never dealt with that, so I never knew. It was like, oh my god, like they're literally bonding over something that was traumatic, and you're like, I can't even relate. So
he's like, this fucking sucks. Yeah.
Well, I'm also like, making an assumption, like, you're gonna be upset because like these people are bonding over their families not accepting him. Like, did your family just accept you off the bat? Like, you're really gonna just be like shitty that your family accepted you off the bat? Be for real.
Be happy.
Yeah, Ramon gives a vibe of like he came from two gay dads. He doesn't understand homophobia. He can't understand people discriminating. Like, he's just not having it. That's why he's gotten a lot of attention his whole life. That's what I'm picturing for Ramon, even though I'm sure that's not true. I'm looking down at my notes and I got Wilder and Corey's name mixed up. I go, Wilder's a nervous wreck, but Corey's really sweet with her. Because Wilder is really sweet with Corey. She's very nervous the entire time. He's very patient. But I think it's an act. I think he's just... His brain is just deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Like it is like liquid.
Very low vibrations.
He just knows like a half smile, and that's like permanent. Like,
And he looks like he smells bad. I'm not gonna lie. She doesn't, like, she's cute actually. And they chose a girl, Denise, and I think her and Denise, actually, I think the girl that they chose was perfect for them.
I agree.
They're getting along really, really well. What do you guys think about Denise? We haven't like learned much about her, but. Yeah, she seems like respectful, and I think that's the most important thing for whoever Corey is gonna choose, because it's Corey's decision, let's be honest.
Yeah
Wilder doesn't care.
No. He's like anybody. And I feel like too, how do I word this, like, I think she's been pretty respectful of Corey's feelings too. To where if Corey's getting uncomfortable, she'll like back off a little bit and just definitely. Be like, and she's not taking it too personally or anything. She's like,
I like that Denise is trying to make that extra step to build the relationship with like just Corey.
They did this. Let's talk about the safe word exercise.
Oh my god.
we're kind of going back. So this was episode 2. This was like the second day. So they chose the couples. Half of them fucked, and half of them didn't. And then the next day they do a safe word exercise, which is just kind of funny because a lot of them have already slept together by that point. But the point of it is that two people, one person from the couple, is going to go and do like. Cross different boundaries with the third right in front of the other person.
It's so insane.
I know. And you have to establish a safe word. What would your safe word be? Mine would just be cheating. Whores! Whores? Something stop. Really...
Yeah, I was literally... Stop.
I don't know.
No, I would make mine emotional. So they're basically just watching their partner hook up with somebody right in front of them.
I just can't imagine. Sorry to go back. I cannot imagine a safe word being like watermelon. Like, could you imagine being in the bedroom and just yelling out watermelon? Like, that's your safe word. Watermelon. Sorry, guys. Pick something more straightforward. Or, what was it? Like, Scott? Like, didn't they pick the host?
Yeah, they were just calling for the host. Scott,
get him!
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, the host is hot, too. There's a lot of attractive people.
The host is hot.
I tried to... So, his name is Scott Evans. Apparently, he has experience in, quote-unquote, ethical non-monogamy, which I guess is a synonym for polyamory.
Okay. Right? Is unethical just, like, cheating?
I guess so. Okay. Unethical non-monogamy would probably be cheating. And then they have a relationship expert, too, who's like, who set up this exercise. I don't trust her yet. I'm not sure about her yet.
No, I like Scott. I need more time. Will you remind me of her name?
I don't remember it.
I don't know anything.
She doesn't have a confessional, and she's only been in like 2 scenes, but they have a person there. I don't remember if she was also like specifically for polyamorous couples or what. If she was just a relationship expert in general. So that's a very vague term.
Yeah.
How do you define a relationship expert?
I don't know. Like, and yeah, why? How do you? Is that like a certificate you can get?
I should get that. I could get that, and then I could be on a reality show. That's my way to being on a reality show.
Do you need to be like? Expert. Do you need to I'm be in one to be one?
I'm gonna burp. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, I'm not. Never mind. Are you asking me? Are you saying I'm unqualified to be a relationship expert? Because I'm
no,
single?
I'm just asking. That's, like, is that really like part rude? Of it? No, I'm just asking. Really like, would that be part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, I was thinking like you need to date like a certain number of people before you become a relationship
you
expert.
You don't know my
like,
record.
Once you hit double digits, you're an expert.
Double digits.
I'm never gonna make it.
At this rate,
I'm never gonna get on reality TV.
Yeah, this is just like one of 1 million examples that proves that like these people that go on reality TV are just like so different from me. Like they're like, I don't know.
It's like, a different group.
These yeah, people are exactly. out there.
I'll watch from afar. I agree.
Yeah. No, like I just could never do like it could never be me on any reality TV show, but it's like crazy that
on any
exist. No, really. Yeah, I don't
you're
think
wild
so.
For that. Lauren, what? For yourself. Let's speak for yourself.
I don't know.
Let's not belittle opportunities if any come carer and
so
I'm
true.
Way.
What no, I'm saying say me. I'm saying for me. Like for me. Like if I had to do any of the, like okay. admit anything to a camera and like
really?
I
That'd
don't
be
know.
The best part.
I totally agree.
That's the best part.
Have they ever like expected you to be emotional? Like I'm thinking the reality shows that I watch, like The Bachelor and stuff like that. If I ever had to go on that and like lie.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't go on a dating show. But I've applied for game shows, and I just haven't taken.
Okay,
me
I
yet.
Could do a game show. I guess that's what I was talking about. No, I could not do one of the dating ones.
Have you heard of Press Your Luck?
No. What is that? Did you apply for a game show? When did you start doing that, Kara? We need to put our names in there together. We can do Deal
we'll
or
do
No
Amazing
Deal.
Race.
I did it.
Bitch, that's my show. I want to do Amazing Race.
I applied for Press Your Luck the summer after I graduated college, and they said, like, what would you want your prizes to be or whatever, and so I said a lot of things. I'm a teacher, so I just put like a bunch of things for the classroom. Like I said that I wanted an iPad cart and things like yeah. that from the classroom. I was like, yeah. if I'm gonna go on a game show, let me go big. I want 30 iPads for the students with chargers.
Oh yeah.
Okay, if you were to quick sidebar, if you were to be on a reality show, what three reality shows would you want to be on? Okay, I would want to be... Okay, I'll go first. I would want to be...
Yeah, please, actually.
First of all, I could not be on a dating show, actually,
no.
ever. Because no one would like me. I would be... That brings out the crazy part of me that nobody likes. That is not likable.
Yeah,
it is insufferable.
Like, being sent home night one on The Bachelor, like, I'd kill myself.
I would fucking... I would be... Also, I would be such a meme. You know I'm a crier. I would be crying. Me trying to do the little get out of like the little Jack in the Box thing. Come out of that limo and they're like,
yeah,
hey.
That would be kind of like an intro. Yeah.
You're literally like a Jack in the Box.
And you have to like make an impression.
Please, date me, please. Like
it's
I could
so
not
embarrassing.
Even.
So
I would, go into those shows knowing I would not really be invested in it, but then I would get into it because that's my role.
The yeah, only reason I would go on The Bachelor is to go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah,
I would love being on Bachelor in
Paradise. That's
I want to meet Wells Adams. So,
oh yeah, just to know everything. I would be on Paradise.
You'd be on Paradise.
Yeah,
I would do.
That's funny.
I'd be on Southern Charm. Easily, if they wanted to lower their age demographic, which I recommend for the longevity of the show, hire some young people. Craig was 23 when he started, just as a reminder. I would be on Amazing Race. That is something I think. Do you guys think I would do well on there? Because I think I would do well on Amazing Race.
It depends on who you're with. Like 1,000%.
My friend Peyton. Peyton.
Okay, well.
We would argue a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a bad example. That'd be like you and mom going on the Amazing Race.
We would win, but we would be arguing the entire time. But we would win.
Yeah, you would win, but you would never talk to each other again.
We would win, though. Her Virgo energy and my her details and my big picture. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know I would never be on, like, Survivor, like, any game show like that. Like,
really? I would try Survivor.
I would do Big Brother. I'd do anything.
I would do Big Brother, but not one where I have to earn rice as, like, a prize. Like,
I wouldn't do, like, Naked and Afraid, but, like, Survivor. Yeah. Survivor's all right.
But, I mean, like, I don't know. And Sarah, I think you don't get to choose what you wear on that. They just, like, give you an outfit. And then you, because, like, some people are, like, stuck in a dress. And, like, the...
No.
I don't know.
No, I'm prone to UTIs. I can't be on Naked and
Afraid. Yeah, what do you do, like, when you're on your, like, period? What do you do?
You're Naked and Afraid. That's part of the challenge.
No.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I don't know.
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I could not do a dating show. That's not where I would sparkle and shine the most. I'm well aware.
I was going to say, I think I could do well on a Vanderpump Rules where they just film me and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all right with that.
That's the goal. That's the name of the game. But
seriously, where's Lisa?
As long as, Lisa has this show called Vanderpump Villa that's coming out on Hulu. have you all heard of it? We'll get back to Couple of Couple in a second.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, well, it's on Hulu, not on Peacock, which is very interesting because all Bravo's on Peacock. All of it. So it's not a Bravo show.
Yeah, I saw it because it was, popped up on my Hulu suggested.
So, is that the one with Jax, like the new one that's coming out?
No, that's a different one. That's The Valley.
Oh, wow.
That one's going to be weird. But the Vanderpump Villa is going to, I think it will be the new Vanderpump Rules, but I think it's going to be a little bit more of a competition reality show because it's people working at Lisa Vanderpump's villa in, like, Provence or something like that, like, in Europe. The staffs are, like, I think, I don't know what the premise is, but I hope there's not, like, a challenge aspect of it, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's probably, like, trying to get Lisa's favor, but then probably interpersonal drama. But in France. I was listening to a Bravo podcast the other day. A Bravo podcast that literally started potting during Scandaval. So, like, the last 6 months. Or, I guess not last year. It's been a long time. not long in the game. They were interviewed and made it through several rounds of being on Vanderpump Villa.
Wow.
But they got out because I think they were too old. So I was like, oh, good to know. Next season two.
Season two.
I'm going to figure it out. Because a lot of reality shows, you can just find a casting email and just...
Oh, this isn't like Vanderpump Rules where the cast is going to change or stay mostly similar season to season?
I don't know. I have literally no idea.
Guess we'll have to watch.
Yeah. I'm not planning on really watching The Valley. Unless, Brittany and Jax apparently are breaking up, Lauren. I don't know if you heard about
that. I think that's to promote the show. I'll be honest.
I think they're... He apparently cheated with some Canadian woman in Vegas. Sounds fake.
Yeah, I've heard this story before.
We've heard that one. Yeah, it's probably real, but him cheating is probably real, but them breaking up is probably not real.
That's not likely.
So
she would never do that.
No. Oh my god, no. And in the promos, have you seen the promo shot for it, Lauren? She's in a fucking Sherry Hill prom dress.
Oh my god.
On her lawn.
No, I haven't seen it. Because I do not want to see Tom Schwartz doing anything at all. He's in that show, right?
No, Schwartz is...
Wait, really?
No,
Then who is it?
It's Doty, Jax, Chris... Doty is Kristen.
Yeah.
Kristen Doty, Jax, Brittany. And I love Kristen Doty. And then... Sheena and Brock aren't in it. I just wrote it down yesterday, actually. Let me find
out. I also hate Sheena and Brock, so I don't see the point. Anything without Katie Maloney, I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, whoa. Wow. A Katie Maloney defender.
In the year 2024. Not her at the beginning of the show.
I've come around on her. Yeah, the other people are a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah.
Most divorced Katie is good.
Yeah.
But it's those are the only Vanderpump Rules people, and then everyone's saying they look AI generated, which I agree. I would agree. But I don't understand the premise of the show, and I watched the trailer for it yesterday and I still didn't really get it. So
it's just like interesting that they were all let go from Vanderpump for a very interesting reason, and now they're just what, back on Bravo?
No, yeah. Kara, do you know why they were off, why Jax and them was fired from Vanderpump Rules?
I didn't realize that Jax was fired. I figured that he just had, like, I figured it was going to be something similar to why Raquel is not on this next season. Like, there was some drama that wanted him, or that, you know, made him want to leave.
No, he literally, I'm pretty sure, yeah, he had a bunch of racist tweets.
Yeah, same with Brittany too.
Brittany too, and so that's crazy. With Kristen. Same with Kristen.
And Stassi.
And Stassi. Kristen,
Kristen's the one that dated Tom Sandoval before he dated Ariana, right? Okay.
Yep. Look at you.
I know, I'm keeping
up. Miss Vanderpump. Yeah. So I think Bravo has forgotten why they fired them, or they're just trying to forget.
Like, it's been long enough.
No, but let's be real. Bravo never cares about that stuff in the first place. The only reason why they fired them is because it was 2020 and all these companies were doing performative firing for that reason. Because Kristen and Stassi, those tweets have been out for years and people were always talking about it. And then finally, it went viral again.
I think they also had, like, a whole thing with the server Faith that Jax cheated
on
Brittany
with. That's what the tweets were about.
Where they were saying that, like, they like, put random security footage of this, like, black woman who was, like, stealing something in a store, and they're like, this is Faith.
Yeah.
And it just, like, wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize, like, those were tweets. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
I think they also tried to send it to different, like, media outlets and stuff, allegedly, but
that's insane.
I'm not sure. So, yeah. It's mentally ill behavior. Let's be honest. And this season of Vanderpump Rules sucks. Is there anything else we need? Let me look at the rest of my notes from Couple to Throuple really quickly and see if there's any other talking
points. We need to shift back
to our discussion here, just because I'm sure we've been hopping all over.
Oh, I know. This has been the hardest thing to follow.
I had a couple other ones. Let's go back to Ashmal and Ramon. That scene of Ashmal, like, telling him off and being like, get it together, you need to be open to this, I thought was iconic of Ashmal. And, like, he called him, or Ashmal called Ramon rude, which I thought was so real. Like,
he was being rude.
He was being really rude. And I'm glad that Ramon, like, took it and actually made those changes. I'm excited to see how they can progress as a throuple.
I know, yeah.
I've just been, like, anytime they're on screen, I'm just amazed that they have been together for as long as they have, because it seems like this is the first time they've realized we need to communicate as a couple, or, like, I spoke my feelings and it made me feel a lot better. And I'm like, have you never done that before? Have you guys ever had conflict? Like,
no, they're a COVID relationship. They're a COVID relationship.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
So they literally just, they met, got quarantined together, or, like, quarantined together by choice, and then just moved in during the pandemic. So their relationship has really hardly probably even been tested up until this point, because this was probably recorded 2023 at some point. Like, the end of the year, I'd assume. Or even, like, maybe during the summer.
Just going back what you said at the beginning, like, I wonder what that conversation between those two sounded like to decide to not only explore polyamory, but then to go on the show about it.
Yeah. Because out of everyone, they have, like, the weakest foundation for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's very weak. Very weak. And not to say it can't grow. It can always get better. But the rounds of the safe word exercise, the first one was verbal, I think, and it was, like, dirty talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is already too much.
That's where Wilder shined. Wilder blossomed. It was just like,
he
was dirty talking to Denise about how he was just fantasizing about Corey and her. Or because she was, like, asking him, like, what he thought, and he was like, how much time do you have? It's like, oh my God.
Wilder's, like, neurons finally start firing whenever he gets
literally,
to, like,
he's like, the first time he's, like,
sex.
Put together a thought, like, this entire week, because he's like, finally.
Well, this is something I can form a thought on.
Yeah.
And then, Ramon was already not happy by this point.
at all.
He refused to say, like, stop. It was literally the whole point.
Literally, they're over here making out. This is a visual demographic demonstration. I'm crossing my shoulders, turning away, refusing to engage. He was repulsed by what he was seeing.
I'm so curious, like, after Jonathan told Ramon that, like, he was the more attractive one, I wonder how things would have gone had those two been switched. You know what I mean? And Ashma was the one that was watching instead of participating.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have gotten healthier.
Yeah. But everyone was good about choosing the right person to be the watcher, in the sense that, which sounds so strange. as far as, like, the point of the exercise was to, like, the person who's the least secure about being having a third person, they need to be the one whose boundaries are tested. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And
that's
everyone was realistic about it, because I would have been like, I'll do it because I don't want to watch. I can't handle that. What were you gonna say before I started blabbering, Lauren?
No, I was gonna say the same thing. Yeah, they just put the most vulnerable person to, like, sit through this. But I guess it literally is the point. Just funny.
That's the point. Yeah. So Corey was shaking. Ramon was not into it. Round two was feeling. So a lot of them opted for different massages, and Denise full on straddled Wilder.
Yeah, like that was a lot.
That was not necessary.
Yeah, you did not need to do all that.
That was not necessary. And then Ashmal and Jonathan went for a romantic massage. Let's see. And then Ashmal used the safe word for Ramon.
Yeah, because he was like, I can feel your uncomfortable energy radiating. And I'm saying stop for you, because you won't.
It's like, I don't want you to beat me up after this. I just want to end this now. It's a joke. It's round three was kissing. And this is when the tongue comes in that we've been talking about. The tongue. I think this is when the tongue comes in. And then Ramon was jealous but did not use the safe word because he's immature, and I feel like he wanted to just test Ramon didn't use the safe word because he wanted to test Ashmal.
Oh my god, I have a quote down from Ashmal. He says, I could tell he was enjoying it. That's why he didn't say the safe word.
Like, what? That's, like, probably. Like, what? That's the point. He hated it. He was having a horrible time.
He shouldn't hate it. Yeah, I guess the thing about it, the weird goal of it, is that you should be into it because it's two people you're supposed to be dating.
Yes.
I hate kissing this hot man. It sucks. Ugh.
That's so weird to me.
Like, why are they adding a third? What? He's like, I want to add a third, but I also want my boyfriend to hate it. Like, I want him to not enjoy it at all.
I don't know, but I'm not mad about it because I'm loving them on the show. No, and then the other people, let's see. Corey immediately used the safe word because apparently, as we discussed, kissing is the trigger for her because she went to the restroom and Corey and Wilder was Wilden.
Wilder was wild.
Back of lips. Being a slut.
Yeah, they let him free. His mind took his I don't know. His mind turned off. His body took over.
I think his mind turned on.
Yeah.
And Sanu and Sean were making out, and it was so awkward to watch because literally Sean was just like laying like a plank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was honestly kind of rude. It was just kind of rude and like making Sanu look like embarrassing.
Yeah. You
know? I don't may happen that. And she's already looked really embarrassing a lot on this show. Spare her some of that.
Yeah.
And Sean overall is insecure. Not insecure. I don't feel like Sean is insecure, but I feel like he's just, as we mentioned, upset because he doesn't want someone coming in and being like telling him how it is. That's not gonna work with Corey or with Corey. Sean. Oh my god.
I thought that Becca to change couples, go back to the Lauren, Dylan, Becca, Thruple. Yes. Becca not coming back to the room is one thing, but then just, like, leaving them hanging and, like, not telling them where she's going, I thought was, like, girl, at least fill them in.
You know? She kind of just really, she changed her note on them really quickly.
Yeah. Becca. And then the opposite way really quickly, too, because she was like, oh, wait, he admitted he was jealous. He has emotions. And
yeah, it was too late.
Not just Macho Man.
It was too late.
That was all it took was him to say, "I think I feel jealousy sometimes."
Exactly.
She was like, "He's so complex."
Yeah, and it was just too late. Let's see, and then I want to talk about whenever Ashmal called out Ramon in front of everybody at the dinner table. I think it was right after the kissing scene, like the game.
Oh yeah,
that they did. He said that he called him out in front of everybody. He was like, "Your energy shifted. Why?" And Ramon was not having this discussion in front of everybody, and it was just very, very awkward, very immature. And then that was the night that Jonathan slept with a tiny, tiny, thin sheet. While they shared the comforter.
Yes. He was like all the way on the outside with a sheet.
I noticed she was on the outside, but I didn't realize it was just a sheet. That's crazy.
The under.
And those are big beds. Like, you can share the comforter even if you don't want to cuddle. Like, be for real.
Poor guy.
Thruple beds.
California King. It's gotta be.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think Ashmal just takes things really personally, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like those are my main thoughts of so far of all of the couples. Is there anything else? I feel like we covered a lot. It was a very bouncing back and forth conversation, but through it all, I feel like I got all my thoughts out there.
One of my favorite parts that we haven't mentioned is when they're at, in episode 3, when all of the couples go to, like, the couples therapy sort of thing, and then all the thirds hang out by themselves in, like, the hot tub. Oh. I thought that was all really interesting. One of my favorite things was Brittany being like, "There's a big spider," and it was a hermit crab. I was cracking up.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's the other variable about these little island shows, is all the fucking mosquitoes, the iguanas. Yeah. The iguanas are cool, but I'm not sitting by a bonfire. Did you see how many hermit crabs there were on that beach?
Tons. Dude, yeah, I would be scared.
I would not be relaxed.
Ooh, do we know where this is filmed?
I don't know.
They said,
Oh, in Bermuda.
Yeah, Bermuda.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
That is gorgeous.
So, what did you see about the new couple whenever you saw the premiere for it? Did you see anything else?
All I saw was the preview for what was to come in episode 4. And I just saw a new couple. They look more...
They're blonde, right?
I think one of them has blonde hair. It was only like a 2-second clip or something like that. But not to be like generalizing, but they look like they have more experience with polyamory than the rest of the couples. I'm hoping that they bring a different perspective. It looks like they've already been doing this.
Okay. I'll have to see what that looks like, because I'm not familiar with this culture. This
I made a lot of assumptions about them.
Oh, I worked at Starbucks. I know some people that were polyamorous. Yeah.
Okay, wasn't one of the guys that you talked to, wasn't he in a thruple at one point? We can cut this out if you want me to.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Yeah, we can cut it out. Are you talking about
Yes.
He probably was.
Cut it out, now that you're name dropping it. No, you told me about it.
It wouldn't surprise me. He also was the one that slapped me across the face without asking me first. Literally, like, yes. And then, literally, I invited him to my 21st birthday party. I invited him to my birthday party. He said he only liked me as a friend. He got with a different girl later that summer. This boy was, like, 6 foot tall. He got with a girl who's, like, maybe 4'9". Mm-hmm. And he got her pregnant.
Oh, my God, yes.
He got her pregnant, like, right after we stopped hanging out.
I thought that was the girl that he also was in a throuple with. Wow.
It wouldn't surprise me, but he was definitely the type.
Okay. We should keep that in.
I wish I could. Can I bleep his name out?
Yeah, you can bleep his name out.
Yes! Yes!
Okay,
cool.
Do we have any predictions for what's to come since we're all around the same spot? Ooh. I wrote down a couple. First prediction is since, like, it looked like when Becca, at the swap ceremony, when Becca went back, she went and stood with the other singles. So it looks like she almost went back into the dating pool. And so I'm curious to see if things don't work out with Denise. I think that Becca might go with Corey and Wilder. Because she straight up told Denise in the hot tub when the couples were at their own couples therapy and the singles were all together that, she wanted to be with, like, Denise's couple.
I don't know if I see them working out.
I don't, maybe not work out, but they might, you know, work out in the bedroom.
They might make, of course, I mean, Wilder's down. We know that.
For sure. Yeah. She's a girl who breathes, is alive.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, okay, just remember, the girls make out first, and then I can join.
And then anything goes. And then I can do it. I need to wait a second.
Don't fuck this up, Cole. Don't get wild. Would love to know his mental dialogue, inner dialogue.
Yes.
It is very intriguing to me, or the lack thereof. I think I'm holding out for Denise. I think that they'll work out, but I think Mia is going to be a problem child. I feel like she's all sweet and butterfly and eight, but I think she's got a fire side to her.
Yeah.
And
who do you think she's going to have the problem with, though? With Lauren or with Dylan? Because when she got picked, she ran over and, like, jumped into Dylan's arms.
Yeah, it's going to be Lauren. That would be interesting.
I don't see that couple getting too attached to anybody. Like, I really don't think they're going to, like, actually try to date anybody. I think they're just gonna keep swapping.
Is there a prize for the show? Is there, like, a prize money? So. Is there any incentive to staying in your throuple?
Triple income.
Or having a
triple income, no kid.
Yeah, exactly. Having a successful stunt on this show, because if not, then that probably explains why a lot of them have just seen threesome and that.
Yeah. Know.
And then, okay, I'm wondering, maybe, I think that I could see Brittany and Sean maybe leaving. I don't think they're into this.
Interesting.
I want to see how it works with Darian. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just really think Sanu is just not the person for them.
Yeah. No, I'm ready to see, Brittany and Sean really get to know somebody a little bit better and actually, like, get along with them, because that was annoying. And then watching Sanu try to come up and, like, re-explain herself 15 other times, like, really wasn't helping.
It was hard.
By the end of it, it was really painful. And then she was crying at the end. I was like, you should have cried first. You should cry first. Don't wait till 2 minutes before the fucking selection ceremony. You're about to get auctioned off.
Yeah. Literally. All the singles are just, like, little toys.
It's like, at least they at least get to have a say of if they want to stay in it. Like, the singles can choose to leave, even if the couples want them there, which is good, because I was worried that the singles wouldn't have any say at all. But they have some autonomy. But
Lauren, you are right. Like, their toes are their toys. Like, they're literally just rag dolls wanting to be thrown around.
Yeah, we'd be, like, pigged. Yeah,
it's like sex trafficking, essentially.
Stop. Not just like, okay,
it's consensual. No, it's not.
They're shipping over a bunch of people to Bermuda across international waters.
Yeah, they didn't get a say. They just got hand plucked from LA and then dropped in Bermuda and said, "Please date each other."
No say. Yeah. No say. They went to, like, an Equinox in LA and just swooped up a bunch of people.
Yeah,
shoved them into a little flight. Yeah. Okay. Those are. I don't have many predictions though. Other than that,
I have one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I think whenever Ashmal and Raymond try to pick Jonathan again, he's going to say no, and then they're going to self-eliminate because they're not going to want to date anybody else. I think they hopefully would just go home.
Mm. Did you not watch that part?
No, like next time.
Oh.
Like later.
So you don't think they're going to get along with Jonathan in, like, the second?
No, I think they're going to, like, have, I don't know, because they're just too hot and cold. Like, Ramona is, like, I don't know. So I think Jonathan is going to start to get, like, annoyed and be like, I do not want to stay with them. And then they're going to be, like, attached. And then they're going to be like, well, we're just going to go home.
Yeah, he's
Maybe if he does, or, like, if Jonathan does decide to leave them, maybe they will pick that woman, like they were talking about at the beginning.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it was Peach.
Oh, and she's still available.
Wait. Yeah, because they didn't pick her. Was it Peach?
I don't remember. No, it wasn't. It was, oh no, she was like, she looked like Lauren.
Oh.
She had like a really red, like a red thing on or something like that. I don't remember.
Jess?
I don't know any of the other single names. Maybe. We don't get to know the singles.
Yeah, that is the one thing. Like, I feel like they did, like, a little intro on that first singles night, but, like, barely. More like just their name.
Yeah, it was like Bachelor Night 1. You just got, like, a little beep from everybody. So, there's also, there has to be some sort of an elimination going home aspect. I don't think they're going to keep all these people for that long, for a whole month.
Yeah. Especially all those singles that haven't talked to anybody at all. Like, come on.
They're dead weight. Yeah. Like, they're just getting their day rate. That's what I'm saying. I could just be there. I could just be a single that's like really not actively.
I'm looking at the picture that they took on night one of all the singles and then comparing it to like the episode 3. There's definitely some that went home. So, I wonder if they weren't picked on night one, if they were just like, screw this then.
The ones that they, like, really didn't think had a chance.
Yeah, maybe. But that would make sense why people like Darian and Peach and Mia all stuck around.
Exactly, because they were relevant from the jump. Sanu's going to go home.
For sure.
No one else is going to pick her. No. If they do, Brandy and Sean would be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
I think if Sanu is going to be with anyone, she needs to be with Corey and Wilder so she can take care of them and teach them.
Because Corey needs a therapist.
Or Sanu if Sanu... Kind of or like actually, Sanu could be with Ashmal and Ramon.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Except for she doesn't like an actual therapist.
No, because she doesn't like to be the one experimented with, the guinea pig. Remember when she said that?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how the singles are living, because like we were saying earlier, you could easily get like a group of 3 singles that all start falling for each other at the same time. If they're all into this, like now that Sanu and Becca after that kiss are back in the singles pool, they could find a third.
They could. Oh my God.
Bring them into the couple side as like that.
Reclaim your power. Hell yeah. I love that. I love that idea. That's a really good idea, Kara.
Let me be a producer.
I know. That's crazy. I didn't think about that. That's a good idea. That, if they were smart, that's what they would be doing, because I've never seen anything like that happen. Kind of like a coup. You know, on a reality show.
That would be like if the people on The Bachelor, like the girls on The Bachelor started dating.
I've been hoping for an LGBT Bachelor for like so long. I think it'd be so good. Or even just like a Bachelor in Paradise sort of situation. And this is the closest I've ever seen. So
true.
We need a bisexual Bachelor.
Yeah. I was upset that there's no lesbian couple on here. On the show.
Yeah. That is so true.
I feel like lesbians and Paul, like open relationships, like that's pretty common. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like they wouldn't have had a hard time finding someone that's like super inexperienced in it. You know? Mm-hmm. I was kind of disappointed. Because, I don't know, that just would have been nice. Because they have a gay couple, and then they have someone, like a girl who's bi. And, like, there's obviously a lot of bisexuality on here, but, yeah.
Do we know anything about a season 2? Like, has it been renewed?
I don't know, but a lot of people are talking about this show.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that we were going to recap it and stuff, and a lot of people were like, yay. And people I follow on Twitter, Bravo people are watching it.
Oh.
It's all on Peacock. Yeah. So, I think it's probably too early. Let's see. Oh, Lauren, you have to go soon. Sorry. Oh, there's already 10 episodes out. Oh, my God. Okay, well, we'll see if there's another season. We need to catch up on the episodes, so we'll regroup. Kara and I are going to have a little extravaganza this weekend.
I'm so looking forward to it.
I'm so excited. And then Laura and I are having an extravaganza during the week.
Woohoo!
And then we'll be back and we can recap the next few episodes. You know, we can just watch them in the next few weeks. And yeah.
Perfect.
Alrighty, well, this was great. I think our first Thropple experience was a success.
I agree.
Okay, alright, make sure you follow us on Spotify, Apple, and Instagram, and you can follow me on TikTok at saltbitch34. Do you guys have anything else you want to plug?
I think that's it.
You don't want to plug your handles?
Not particularly.
Okay, I'm on private.
She can't, yes. Yeah, no following Kara. All right, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.